This is New England Public Media. There's been another major setback for Governor Charlie Baker's climate and energy plans. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Governor Ned Lamont says he's done pushing for Connecticut to pass the Transportation and Climate Initiative, and that move left Massachusetts as the final state in the partnership, which aimed to rein in emissions and pay for cleaner energy in part by making fuel suppliers buy carbon credits. But when Connecticut bailed, so did Governor Baker. Matt, how big a deal is this to Massachusetts' climate plans?
Yeah, it's pretty significant with the final states pulling out of TCI, basically rendering this initiative dead. The governor had put a lot of his climate planning to reduce carbon emissions and make Massachusetts a net zero emission state by 2050. It built a lot of it around TCI. And the fact is that this program worked in two different ways. One is by capping the emissions, it would reduce the amount of carbon being emitted into the environment, but it was also going to generate hundreds of billions of dollars for the participating states to invest in other clean energy programs and things like electrification that would further reduce emissions and help fight climate change. A silver lining here, or a mitigating factor, is that with this project dying, on the other hand, we're seeing Congress come through with a major infrastructure and climate bill in the Build Back Better plan that is going to send Massachusetts lots and lots of money that they can use on things that they were going to use TCI money for to help reach its climate goals.
So this comes on the heel of Maine voters rejecting that Canadian hydropower line that was supposed to go through the state to bring that energy to Massachusetts. So do you have any idea what Baker's likely next move to get the state to net zero emissions by 2050 could be?
This was always going to be a multi-pronged strategy. They're probably at this point going to have to go back and update their climate plan and that roadmap. They have not given up on the idea of importing hydropower from Quebec. They're weighing their options with that transmission line. They're continuing to pursue offshore wind projects. We may see more in that space. Then it comes down to money. How quickly can you ramp up things like getting buildings more energy efficient and putting money into those spaces, electrifying the public transportation fleet, projects like that? So that is where I think we're going to see the federal money come in and play a big part in the state's efforts moving forward.
The legislature took off for the holiday season, leaving Governor Charlie Baker and others quite annoyed that lawmakers failed to pass a bill dishing out nearly $4 billion in federal COVID money. The legislature is in informal sessions for the next 7 weeks. So, Matt, what's the status of negotiations, and could that bill pass during these informal sessions?
It's certainly possible, and leaders in both the House and Senate say talks will continue over this period of informal sessions and lawmaking. The hitch here, of course, is that during informal sessions, there aren't roll calls. So any one lawmaker, either Republican Party or a Democrat, could object and stop any deal in its tracks. One thing that leaders point to in their favor, should they strike a compromise, is that the bills passed both branches, the House and the Senate, unanimously. So if they can keep everybody happy and put together a final package that doesn't stray too far from what the bills that passed each branch looks like, it includes a lot of the local projects that lawmakers fought for individually, it's certainly possible that we could see this get done before the new year.
And finally, Matt, we've seen modest increases in the state's COVID positivity rate and case numbers, even as more kids become eligible for vaccines and all adults can now get boosters. 15 seconds. Are officials concerned this is going to increase more in days after Thanksgiving as we saw last year?
Yeah, I think there's always concern. I mean, obviously this year much different than last year in that there are vaccines, that you have 90% of the eligible population in Massachusetts vaccinated, that more and more kids are getting vaccinated. But we are seeing a number of breakthrough cases. There have been cases in schools where there will continue to be particular concerns. So, yeah, you know, as people gather, as people travel, I think there's certainly some concern that we could see a continued bump up in some of these numbers.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thank you, as always, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill and Five, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.